Buddha. I pay my respects to the elders and the traditional custodians, past and present, and thank you for inviting me onto your country.
Gather round, people. I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride.
Hi, I'm Paul Kelly, and I'm here at Santa Teresa.
Opposite men, an opposite side.
5 years ago, I was wandering around an art exhibition at the Araluen Centre. There are many beautiful paintings there, but one in particular drew me. It wasn't very big, but it seemed to pump a big load of energy disproportionate to its size. Some paintings strike you close up, and others only generate their effects when you stand at a distance. But this painting seemed to do both. The closer I moved into it, the more intense it became. By moving away as well, I could feel its glow on the far side of the room. Well, I kept walking around the gallery, but this painting wouldn't leave me alone. So, flushed with a recent royalty check, I bought the painting and I took it home with me to Victoria. The painting is called Umbalara, a word that sounds strange in my tongue. You can see a reproduction of it on page 167 of the book. I know there's a story in the painting, but I've never heard the story. Kathleen tells me today that it's to do with rainbows. But I do know that painting, which hangs in the hallway of my house, just inside the front door, gives me a good feeling inside every time I go out of my house and every time I come back home. It's a friend I say hello to every day.
Investing man said, I'll double your wages. £7 a week you have in your hand.
Hello, my name is Kathleen Wallace, and I wrote a book, Listen Deeply. My books are about stories, teaching stories.
Because you actually grew up with your family out in the bush, and you didn't come into the Santa Teresa Mission until you were a teenager. So you led a very traditional life as a young girl.
Yeah, I lived a really traditional life.
Tell me about that life.
It started off at a place called Huija. That's where I was born. I never had a birth date. There was nothing like that. It was hunting and gathering. But sometime we used to go, my family used to go to the station when there was nothing else to hunt for. They used to go to the station, get flour, tea and sugar.
Your book, Listen Deeply, Let These Stories In, it's a combination of your autobiography, your stories, and also the stories of your ancestors.
Yeah, my ancestors, they were really important because they were the ones that passed on their knowledge to our families and to me, and I didn't want to lose any of that. That's why I wrote this book.
From new things, big things grow. From new things, big things grow. From
Buddha, happy birthday, Karenga, Santa Teresa. I'm so proud to see everybody here. It's really Morandora.
Happy birthday to Kringi Arts.
I'm Lisa Rockchild. I was the coordinator at Karinga from 93 to 97. I think Karinga's always been stable. It's had a really good long run of staff and coordinators, and it's probably been a bit of a role model in a way, in that the work has always been a high quality. It's always achieved a good reputation and return to artists as well. It's been involved in Des Art and Best Practice for many years, being on the committee and in various membership roles as well. So I think it's been a really important role in the industry. It's, you know, focused on different mediums at different times. You know, it started very strongly with silk painting and moved then to textiles and then to canvas, and it's been working with craft for a long time too. So there aren't many centres that are painting on large furniture and craft items such as Karinga. The chairs, the tables, other wooden furniture and very large pots, Karinga's well known for.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.